Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Foundations of Our Faith by B.V. Lightsey was written to establish an understanding of biblical doctrine. B.V. considers himself to be part of a vast ocean of Christians that view the Word of God through a different set of eyes than those of many pastors, professors, and church staff members. He has an interest in the deep theology of Scripture, yet he wants it delivered in a simple worker's language. He feels recent translations have strived toward this end and have made headway. Yet the finished product is still from scholars that often describe original transcripts from a theological standpoint rather than a worker's standpoint. His book, Foundations of Our Faith, is written for this vast ocean of people. B.V. Lightsey, evangelical deacon as of 1972, Gideon International Officer, musical director, layman leader, and presentation of Scripture, witnessing to the unsaved, publisher of religious books, married to the love of his life, Pat Lightsey, for 63 years, two daughters, six grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren. He accepted Christ at the age of 9 years old, having been raised in a Christian home. During his service as a Christian, he has had the opportunity to teach Sunday school classes, lead music programs, and spread the gospel through Gideon's International. Like all Christians, he's been called by the Lord to spread his word. Foundations of Our Faith is a way for him to honor that calling. And the author, Bill B.V. Lightsey, is our guest on This Week in America. Bill, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. Wonderful to be here.
You have done a remarkable job with this in making this available to those of us that may not, as you mentioned, understand all of the scholars from time to time. Talk about the motivation for writing this book, Foundations of Our Faith. What got you started on this?
To answer that question of what got me started, think about this. We know that God already knows everything that has happened and that will happen. God has full knowledge of that. So God knew mankind would yield to sin. God would yield to Satan, or mankind would yield to Satan. God knew that we would disappoint him. And in spite of all of that, God decided to create man. And I'm going to get to your question about this, but think about what God did. Therefore, God created mankind. 1 John 4:16 says, "We have known and believe the love that God hath used, and God is love." That's the secret. God is love. When I was a teenager, I wrecked a truck for my dad. That's the only vehicle he had. When my dad saw me, you know what he said? All he said was, "Are you hurt?" That is love.
Yes.
That is God. The motivation for writing the book is it's a book for teachers. It's a book for students. And the motivation is to teach these people, all of us who read the book, how to love God.
And you do a remarkable job of that. It's an easy-to-read book. It's well-researched, as you'll find as you're listening to Bill talk about it. B.V. Lightsey is the author. That's how you'll find it if you're Googling V as in Victor, Foundations of Our Faith. You'll find the book at Amazon, the usual places. Pen to Paper Press is the publisher. And I'll give you a specific website for Bill as we go through the program. I want to grab a sheet of paper there so you can write this down. I'll do this as we go through the conversation. And all this, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Bill, can you give us three highlights in your book?
Yeah, I can. First highlight, I guess the first highlight I would say is rapture, the rapture that's going to take place. My wife just died in January of this year, so it's great for me to think about the fact that she's in heaven in an incredibly wonderful place. But it's also great to think that I may not even have to die. There's going to be a time that God will come back and he will take those people who are dead but believed in him and all that are alive that believed in him and take us to heaven with him. So that's an incredible part of the book. Chapter 22 in the book and it's worthy of looking. I'm going to say the second highlight is the thousand-year millennial kingdom. We think in terms of time. Our country's been here 2,023 years, but the thousand-year millennial reign is going to be 1,000 years with Jesus actually ruling, Jesus right there talking to us on the day-to-day basis. That's an incredible thought to me, and it's in chapter 21, and it gives you a lot of information. Highlight number three is more of a general highlight. Talks about our health, talks about our happiness, talks about how we'll live in heaven, how happy we'll be in heaven. I'd say chapter 25 covers that. I'd say those are the three highlights.
These are highlights from Bill's book, Foundations of Our Faith. It's B-V as in Victor, Lightsey, L-I-G-H-T-S-E-Y. He has a website with Paper to Pen Press Limited. I'll give you that here in a second. You'll need to probably write this down, or you'll get the information on the on our website. The book is available, of course, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. And so sorry to hear about the loss of your wife. You'll be in our thoughts and prayers, I'm sure, as you deal with this. And I appreciate you taking the time to talk about this book. And she has to be quite proud of the job that you've done with Foundations of Our Faith and how this book is so helpful to so many people. Bill, what do you hope the reader will get out of reading the book Foundations of Our Faith?
Well, realize it's a study book. Most people will not read it for entertainment, but they'll get interest out of the trials and troubles that they have in life. How many people understand the creation of the world? That's in chapter 2. They'll get that. How many people understand the progressive revelation in chapter 9? They'll get that. How many people understand the elect of God? There's a lot of things in here that are difficult to understand on the surface, but you read them in the book, that's what they'll get out of it, understanding the Bible.
You use that word, and that's so important to understand. The book is understandable. Once you read some of these topics, it will make sense maybe for the first time where you're able to fully understand the topics that are discussed. I mentioned research before, Bill. How did you do the research for this book? Because I know that was very important to you to make sure this was properly researched before you wrote it. How did you do the research?
Well, first of all, remember that for the last 30 years, my wife and I taught a Bible study group, a group of people in a large church, had over 100 people in the group. They would challenge us a lot about what we were teaching. And we did a lot of study on that. I made an awful lot of notes. And as I made those notes, my goal in those days was to get to the point that I could have a not just teach it on Sunday, but I could have a Bible study for many people in the community that would come. I desired to do that. That didn't quite ever work out. But the whole idea is to try to get to the point that people understood the scripture. Now, after that, I have a lot of Bibles in my office right here, King James, New King James, Eastern Standard Version, all the standard Bibles. I look all of them. I look at the comments that have been made. That's another good source. I actually consider computer and some of the wonderful comments that are made there. But I always, everything that I read on the outside, I always go back to say, where is the basic of Scripture that justifies all of this? And the comments going to write are based on Scripture. So I'd say those are the three main areas.
You touched on doing the Sunday presentations, the Bible group with you and your wife. How important was that in shaping your beliefs and shaping the book? You had a chance to hear questions from these people, to have a dialogue with the people in the group. You had a chance to see what gets through, you know, the best way to present this. How important was that actual physical being there and teaching to writing this?
Frankly, I thoroughly enjoyed the challenge.
Yes.
For instance, one time I asked him, what's the difference between the Lord's Supper for evangelical churches and for a Catholic church? One or two people knew, but most everybody didn't know. The difference is huge, and the difference is that in Catholic church, they believe that the bread is actually partaking of the body of Christ, and the blood is actually drinking the blood of Christ. And in evangelical churches, they believe that all of this is in remembrance of what the Lord did, and it's an honor of the Lord. So these are the kind of things that can be kind of controversial. I enjoyed doing it, and every Sunday we'd pick up something and get into it.
Those, I'm sure, were fascinating classes. B.V. Lightsey is our guest. Foundations of Our Faith is the book. His website is pen2paperpresslimited.com/demo/bill. So it's pen2paperpresslimited.com/demo/bill. I'll give you that at the end of the program, and we'll have that on our website as well. That will take you directly to Bill's website. Other than that, you'll find it at the usual places, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, all of the places. Bill, who is the best audience for this book? Who's the target audience for this?
The best audience are people who believe in Jesus, but they're struggling. They've got trials in their life. And I don't know what the percentage really is, but I bet there's not 10% of people in the country who have no trouble. They have no problems whatsoever. It's our job. When our job doesn't pay enough for the bills, we need help. When our marriage is facing stress, we need help. When our friends are few and we're lonely, we need help. When we have trouble trying to help relatives, we need help. All of these things are going on in people's lives in different ways. And picking up the Bible and reading God's word gives us confidence that he's there. He knows. He understands. So I think the audience are people who know the Lord, the best audience, people who know the Lord, but they're struggling trying to solve their problems.
And this is a great book to have in the library, in addition to the library, and a book that you can use and go back to for reference. The book is Foundations of Our Faith. How long did it take you to write this book?
Oh, probably 30 years. And I know how that can seem like such a long time, but remember, 15 years, we were just taking notes, and I didn't have any concept of writing a book. Then I began to think in terms of having a group of people that was outside of the church and try to get those folks in and stretch this out and spent some time there. Somewhere along that line, I began to think that the best solution is to write a book and get a book out to them. And so I began to work on that. But then, all I know, in my next 15 years, I wrote three books, tore them up and threw them away, wasn't happy with them, wanted to start over. Finally found something that, yes, I think this is what I want, this is what God wants.
And it's so well done, Foundations of the Faith, B.V. as in Victor, Lightsey, L-I-G-H-T-S-E-Y is the author and our guest on the program. What kind of response are you getting from church leaders, and can they benefit from this book?
It's made for church leaders and for students. I even, in the back of the book, I laid out for each chapter a lesson plan of how they can follow the book. So they don't have to do a lot of research. They can look at that lesson plan, see what chapters in, and just study that chapter and be prepared for the next session that they're going to have. Ideally made it for the purpose of teachers and students. I recommend taking a chapter at a time and teaching as long as you need. And the chapters do not necessarily have to follow each other. So there's a lot of generalities, a lot of different things, a lot of room to think for yourself and see what the people need.
How is this book unique, Bill, from other instructional books? There are so many out there, but I read reviews on this book, and it's easy to understand. It's laid out so well and backed up by scripture. How is this book different from others?
Well, the truth is, I think it's different because of the author. I'm a layman. I'm not a pastor. I've never been ordained to preach. Now, I have filled a lot of pulpits because I'm Gideon also. If you're not familiar with Gideon's International, this organization has put 2.5 billion Bibles out in the hands of people over the years, and I'm very pleased to be with that. I do have a bachelor's degree and a master's degree, and I served as officer in the Army, and I was able to VP of Human Resources for a long time, so I had a lot of different exposures to life, and in that period of time, it's given me the opportunity to present Christ to them. All needs are because we need guidance in Christ, and the foundations of our faith does this because it helps us understand the different troubles that we're going to go through.
Well, and talk about that title. I love that. It's very simple, Foundations of Our Faith. And without that foundation, we really don't have much of a faith life, do we? We need that foundation. How did you come up with the title?
Foundations of Our Faith means, to me, foundations mean absolutely rock hard. The foundations of our faith mean we need to believe in this and nothing's going to change us. We need to believe in God and nothing will change us. It's rock hard. And it means that it's flexible because different things are going to happen to us in life. So the foundations has got a lot of different stuff in the Bible. And nearly every truth that you find, it will apply to your life somewhere and it'll help you go stronger, help you have confidence when bad things come.
The book is Foundations of Our Faith, the author B.V. Lightsey. A few minutes left in the program. Why do you discuss the issue of dispensation? Let's talk about that and end our conversation on that. Why did you discuss dispensation?
Oh, that's interesting. I love that that session. God created people, and he knew they would sin. He even created plans for their to sin to try to pull them back to him. And so he created a series of actions for the people and what they could do and what he was going to do to help them return unto him after they fell. Of course, the first was just the innocence. When Adam was there, he had sinned. Everything was wonderful. That was stage one. But God created a way whereby the people who had sinned, and that's the whole world, that they could just rely upon their conscience. And they knew what God was. They knew what they had done. And God believed that they would come back to him. That didn't work. The next phase was human governments. He created government. The whole idea of government for people, God created that to help them, to work with them. And that didn't work. People kept denying it. Then God, he created the age of promise. That's when Abraham was promised that he would become the father of the Hebrew people, and that Israel would be God's chosen people. And then the next phase was the law. This is when Moses was given the Ten Commandments, and Moses stepped out to try to change the world by telling people what they should be doing. And then we have the current age right now, and that's grace. That's because Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, rose again, and that truth is there for the God to work in our heart and to bring us back to him through our heart. But the last phase, the incredible phase, is to be what we talked about earlier. It's the millennial reign, the 1,000 years. Everything is going to be beautiful, wonderful, happy, no pain, no death, no horrors. And we look forward to that day. So that's what the dispensations of faith is, and our progress revelation. I call it progress revelation because in each step, people are getting closer to God.
Well, you've done a remarkable job with this. I'm going to take 30 seconds here at the end or so. What did writing this book do for your faith to be able to go back and compile all of this from basically 30 years of giving thought to this topic? What did writing the book do for you?
Made me closer to the Lord. It made me love to do this kind of work. And in fact, I've worked on another one, have another book that's out there called The Voice of God. And that's dealing strictly with the Old Testament. So one of the things it did for me is that it keep working and go back to work. So The Voice of God, and I'm currently in the process of working on a third book that will call The Choice of God. The Voice of God is because all of the Old Testament was done by God the Father. Now, yes, Jesus helped him. The Holy Spirit helped him. But the one that was in the highlight, that was known, that's understood, was God the Father. His voice created the world. His voice made the changes. All of this went on. That was the voice of God. The book we're working on now is the New Testament, The Choice of God. The choice of God was to turn it all over to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and let Jesus Christ take over. Oh, that's fascinating. I enjoy that. That makes life much more fun for me.
Well, this book is available now, and you'll get information. Bill also has a book out there, a published book, and working on one now. And hopefully we'll have him back to talk about that. Our guest on the program, BV, that's B as in boy, V as in Victor, Lightsey, Lightsey. The book is Foundations of Our Faith. You'll find the book at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, published by Pens to Paper Press. His website is Pen2, paperpresslimited.com. /demo/Bill, and you'll go right to his website. And again, published by Pen to Paper Press Limited. All this information is on our website. Bill, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. Job well done on Foundations of Our Faith. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for the privilege.
It has been our pleasure. B.V. Lightsey, the book is Foundations of Our Faith. You'll find all the information on that and his website information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.